USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans are experiencing the most expensive Thanksgiving in recent memory, inflation continues to hound the U.S. economy.
Families can rest easy. Grocery stores are well stocked with turkey and everything else you need for Thanksgiving.
The American Farm Bureau has done a nationwide audit of costs, and it may not seem like much, but when added together, it's like paying sales tax twice. Turkey is up 24%, frozen pie crust 20% higher, dinner rolls and fresh cranberries will also cost you more. As President Biden releases 50 million barrels of oil to ease gasoline prices, many energy experts call it a drop in the bucket. Oddly enough, Democrats and climate activists are supporting more oil from America's strategic reserve. It should be noted it was President Biden that cut the supply when he killed the Keystone Pipeline, creating more demand, as green energy cannot pick up the slack needed for our energy needs. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Guilty verdicts for three men that hunted down and shot an unarmed man in Brunswick, Georgia.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issuing a statement after the verdicts come in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, saying Arbery was the victim of vigilantism that he says has no place in Georgia or America. The jury in the trial of the three men charged with killing Arbery finding the defendants guilty on most of the charges. One of the defense lawyers, though, wanted to say this about the clients right after the verdicts came in.
And I can tell you, honestly, these men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. They are sorry that he is dead.
When sentenced, the men are expected to face life without parole. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brunswick, Georgia is about an hour's drive north of Jacksonville, Florida. Three Thanksgiving games in the National Football League today. Bears at Lions, Raiders at Cowboys, and Bills at Saints. First kickoff is at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As homes across America are starting to get the smells of Thanksgiving, Andrea Belatevich from 1-800-Butterball on Fox News has some tips if your bird is still frozen and what temperature you should reach for proper cooking of the turkey.
Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, where we have been talking turkey and inspiring hosts to get cooking, like you said, for the last 40 years. And they can call us this morning at 1-800-Butterball. There's still hope. There's still a little bit of time. If their turkey is still a little bit frozen, they can do our cold water thawing method. It really speeds up the thawing process, and you want to get the turkey thawed before you put it in the oven. So you definitely want to prepare your stuffing right before you're going to roast your turkey. Lightly place it in the cavity because as it cooks, it's going to expand. And then you definitely need to take the temperature with a meat thermometer. It needs to reach 165 degrees in the center of the stuffing to know that it's fully cooked and safe to eat.
Fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton on MSNBC is standing up for President Biden, pointing out all that he has accomplished in his short time as commander-in-chief.
You know, democracy is messy. You know, a lot of people got, kind of frustrated looking at the messy process of legislation. And they didn't really appreciate that within a year, the Biden administration has passed two major pieces of legislation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.